Yeah.
I've told you guys before, now, I was at a meeting about that money. What a guy in Virginia.
I'd like to call the Town of Montville Town Council Public Hearing, April 13th, 6:30. Order, please join me in a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody. Agnes, could you please give us a roll call, please?
Counselor Baker?
Here.
Here.
Counselor May?
Present.
Counselor Nova?
Here.
Counselor Cecilia?
Here.
Counselor Sutter?
Here.
All right, let the record know that there are six town councilors present. The Town of Montville Notice of Ordinance Hearing. The following ordinance, copies of which may be attained at the office of the town clerk during office hours, was introduced at a regular meeting of the town council held on March 9th, 2026, and a public hearing thereon, and for its consideration by the town council, will be held at the town hall council chambers April 13th, 2026 at 6:30. And this is an ordinance establishing a permanent building committee. I'm going to read a few of these, and then the rest of this is on record. And there is hereby established a permanent building committee for the town, which committee shall have the powers and duties set forth in this ordinance. The purpose of the permanent building committee is to ease the burden of various town departments managing construction projects and their flow, terms, and scheduling. The permanent building committee shall be the sole building committee for the town. All buildings subject to in excess of $100,000 and all maintenance, repairs, and alteration projects in excess of $50,000 shall be administered by the permanent building committee as needed, where the permanent building committee notifies the mayor. is busy with other projects, the town council may establish additional building committees. And the rest of this can be found. We have a copy of it here and the town record. So at this time, I'd like to open up the floor. Mayor, did you want to say anything before I open up the floor?
I just want to say that I support this ordinance. I think there's an opportunity for us to going forward, have some knowledgeable people involved in the decision-making process for general government and for Board of Ed. We've passed the language around to several departments, including Board of Ed, and we've taken their suggestions into account. I think it's a real win for the town. We won't have the repeats that we've had on the last couple projects.
So at this time, I'd like to open up the floor to the public who wishes to speak for or against. Please state your name, your address.
Hello and good evening. My name is Diane Von Back, and I'm the superintendent of Montville Public Schools. It's good to see everyone. I'm taller than this mic is, so. Okay, I would just ask if the counselors can please consider adding myself as superintendent and the director of finance and operations to the building committees for Board of Education's. I do want to share, when you're working with the Department of Administrative Services at the state level, they will not speak to anyone other than myself. So I think it's important for me to hear this information firsthand as the person who oversees all operations of the school district. I think it would be beneficial to include Deb Martin as the Director of Finance and Operations for the obvious need of taking care of our finances. And we did add Willie, the Director of Facilities, which of course I think also makes sense. So thank you very much, and if you have any other questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you.
wish to speak?
Good evening. I'm Carol Burgess, 28 New Hampshire Lane in Oakdale. And I will tell you, I'm not a lawyer. I did read through this. I would second what the superintendent said, that in addition to our facilities director, it would be really useful to have the superintendent and our finance director as part of the school building committee. The other thing I just wanted to be clear on, and I'm not clear, so perhaps someone on council can help. I read through this several times about the committee has the authority to do this, that, and the other thing, including approve bills and send them to the finance director. Now, my concern as a taxpayer is I want my council, my legislative body, to have the final authority on spending my tax money. So I'm just not clear if this ordinance does that or if it substitutes the judgment of the committee that would be appointed. I don't mind them like doing all the technical work, but I want my council to be in charge of spending my tax money. So I just want to make sure that that's taken into consideration. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak? I have a letter from Dean Terry. He is the current clerk of the works. And I'm going to read this from, I forget what that was called. I'm going to read this from down there. And this, like I said, this is Tim May, 1297 Route 163, Oakdale, Connecticut. I'm reading this on behalf of Dean Terry, the clerk of the works. Dear town councilors, I had planned on attending the next meeting, won't be able to. It's my daughter Morgan's 40th birthday, and we're having a party for her at home tonight. I would, however, like to express my thoughts on this important subject. As clerk of the works for the recently completed Canine Barrett Animal Control Facility, I encountered errors and omissions that should have been addressed prior to the issuance of a construction contract. Because there was no building committee established for the project, these errors and omissions were not addressed, thus costing the town additional money. That said, here are my thoughts. Most building committees are formed of inexperienced town residents with little or no construction experience. Although well-intentioned, most people who apply for a building committee position have an agenda that is agenda usually has nothing to do with project's costs, and therein lies the problem. The architect who should be looking for the town's budget for the project isn't. He is designing the project the way he wants, with little regard to construction costs. In today's building environment, that is a risky thing to do. A strong committee would be able to control the architect, and by doing so, keep the project on track. The ideal building committee would be comprised of construction professionals and look something like this: a building official to address code concerns, a civil engineer, a general contractor, electrical contractor, plumbing and mechanical contractor. What the committee should not be compromised are layers of people who know nothing about construction cost. The building committee needs to be able to control the architect and look at things objectively and not rubber stamp what the architect proposes. Sincerely, Dean Terry. So this is put into the record. That said, are there any others that wish to speak on or for or against this ordinance to form a town-wide building committee?
I'm sorry, I'm getting old.
Really?
Not as old as you. Just kidding. Al Mandler, 3 Leisure Drive, Oakdale. In going through the ordinance proposal, I do agree with some things. I disagree with some things as well. The number one thing is there is no term for these people that get appointed, and there's no way to remove them. So somebody at 35 years old gets appointed to the building committee. It's permanent. The only thing that's established in this ordinance is the term limits of the chair and the vice chair. It has nothing to do with members at all, which is crazy because the only thing I know is federal judges and Supreme Court justices are appointed for life. So my concern is, how do we get them appointed? What's their qualifications? Because right now, Tom, Dick, and Harry can be appointed, and they're there for life. And they have no knowledge at all on building, electricity, anything. But they have a vote on how our taxpayer money is being appropriated, spent, etc. And also, some of the things in this ordinance are directly opposite of the town charter. I mean, this was like not thought out, not gone through. And public input wasn't established before this even came about. And if it's appointed this tonight, I have no say on my tax dollars. And that's my major concern, because you know as well as I do, taxes are becoming an issue. The everyday expenditures of every single town household is being affected, and this is going to affect it more. So that's all I got to say, because I don't know what everybody else said, because I came in a couple minutes late. I was talking to Councilor Karen, and just my opposition of some of it, because it hasn't been thought out, it hasn't been established. And I had one town councilor tell me, yeah, it establishes term limits. No, it doesn't. It only establishes term limits for the chairman and the vice chairman. So I'm appointed today. I'm 87 years old. I'm still on the committee because it's permanent, which, guess what? If the person appointed is got the knowledge, whatever, I have no opposition to that. But, like I said, federal judges and justices are the only ones that have life appointments. Thank you.
Thank you, Al.
Anyone else wishing to speak? All right. I'll go one more time. Anyone else wishing to speak for or against the town ordinance establishing a permanent building committee? All right. I'm going to close the public hearing, and then I'm going to take comments from the councilors and the mayor.
Mr. Chairman, I think that a couple of points that were brought up are pretty good, to be honest with you, as far as I'm concerned. The superintendent and finance director of the Board of Ed. And looking at it, when I first read it, I thought at first that was a term, but there is no term for the members. I agree with that.
Right.
I think we should look at that. And that's two good points that I have to agree with the public. The public, I do agree with you.
And that's why we do public hearings. I mean, I know you're saying you wouldn't have had a voice, but that's, you just told us things, and it's hard to cover everything when we go over this stuff. So when we hear it from you guys, we take it into consideration, and it's not necessary that we're going to just go with what we have. You know, we have the public hearings, so we can get feedback and make changes. So I appreciate you guys.
Councilor Novak?
Yes, thank you for all who spoke. I do agree also with the superintendent and the Board of Finance. That does make sense. You should have some say, or the say, in the Board of Education buildings. And Al, you had very good points. When I read it at first, I thought it was a one-year term, but you're right. It's for the vice in the chair. So we'll probably have to take a look at that and rewrite this ordinance. Thank you.
Councilor Baker?
Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for being here tonight and voicing your opinions on this ordinance. I think that the concept is good. The concept is needed. We need oversight. These architects come in with these plans, and without that general oversight from people who have the expertise in the building trades, they can sell us a bill of goods on anything they want. So we need that oversight. Again, it's a good concept. Do we need to massage a little bit or modify it a little bit? Sure. But again, this is what this is for. This is what these public hearings are for. And thanks to everyone who spoke tonight, and we'll definitely take that into consideration.
Councilor Souther?
Yeah, there's really not much more that I could say. I agree with everything that my counterparts here have said. Definitely needs to be more oversight with our buildings. When we go to build new buildings, that is very evident from the animal control facility, and as well as seeing some things on the Board of Ed side, we need a little more oversight as well. So thank you all for coming out and giving us your feedback. That's what this is for, and we do appreciate it.
A couple of things I did point out, and those are very good points that several of the people that came up and mentioned. One of the things that we're looking at is we got to start looking at the future of how we spend our money and how we're going to attack that. And a lot of these are very long-term projects, and I know the Board of Ed has expressed, I think in a day paper, that they're contemplating some different scenarios for the schools, either building a new one or something like that. And those are long-term major projects that the town has to be a part of. And also, at the same time, there's, when I go back to the animal control facility, looking at from all the way from the inception of getting it done, we all wanted to get it done, and we got it done. But in between, the cost just escalated, and a lot of it has to do with the architects. And the way the architect presented it, then it was started to build. There was a lot of issues, and there wasn't a lot of flexibility in that because we didn't have a building committee or dedicated people to looking at that time. We were fortunate to get Dean Terry on board to be the clerk of the works and get things aligned. And it's the same way with the HVAC's installation for the schools. That was rushed in because we were trying to get some state financing, which we got. But at the same time, there were some things overlooked on the impacts to the town that I think a building committee would have been having that beneficial so we could look at those long-term objectives. And whenever we take a bond out for a project, there's a lot of things attached to these bonds, stipulations and government regulations and things like that, that we don't see during the inception stage that we need to see because they have long-term effects to the outcome of all these projects. Those two I just mentioned were perfect examples of that, of state requirements or federal requirements are just stipulations to the bond of how we have to approach it that have great effect to the cost. Anything else? Mayor, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, I wanted to say that I have no problem at all. Do you want to pull this back and just like we did with the ATV ordinance, people come up with some comments, think about them, rethink it. We're in no rush to do this. But I want to say that to say that no thought would go on through this. We've been thinking about it for a year, and I didn't see anybody at the TARP meeting. Nobody came there to say it should be this, it should be that. You waited until the public hearing, and then you come up and you say your objections to it. To say that that we're in violation of the town charter, no. I failed to mention we were in violation of the town charter, but I will tell you that the town charter provides for removal. And the reason why there's no set terms is because some of the projects takes years. So what kind of a term should you have? The provision in the charter is your checks and balances to remove anybody that's not doing what they should be doing. And it's up to the town council to make sure that the people that are appointed are the proper ones and have the experience and the background to do what needs to be done. The concern about the town council having checks and balances, having final say, it's in there. It says after approval of a project by the town council. It says recommendations of action relative to such bids to the town council. It says negotiate and contract subject to approval by the town council. And then also identifies the members of the Board of Ed. So if the member of the Board of Education, being one member, wanted to be the superintendent, could very well be. That would be up to the superintendent. The the director of facilities is already on there. So I think we've addressed many of the concerns that you brought up here. But if it's up to the council, I don't get a vote. But this was brought to the town council as a to the town attorney as a suggestion, and he said, "You're not alone. Other towns and cities do this in Connecticut. It's a good idea." And this has been thought through, and I think it's pretty good, but it's up to you.
All right. Other councilors have spoken. Anybody want to speak anything else? All right. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.